Judges chapter 6, the story of Gideon. Gideon was a very unlikely savior for Israel. He was steeped in his tribe's idolatry with Baal and Asherah. His father had erected shrines and altars to these despicable gods that apparently were used as places of worship by all the Abiezrites of Manasseh. When Gideon received a surprise visit by the angel of the Lord, he was hardly prepared to take up a holy crusade against the invaders of Israel. Too much time spent at unholy altars has a tendency to make one dull to the voice of the one true God. At any rate, Gideon queried the angel, "If the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all the wonders we've been told about?" Ever felt like asking God that question? The angel's answer to Gideon is instructive. "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" The idea of delivering Israel was not Gideon's. The battle is never really ours. God simply signs us on to be part of his already established plan. There's a second aspect to the angel's instructions to Gideon that should receive our attention. The angel told Gideon, before he did anything else, that he had to take out the idols and idol altars that his father had erected and everybody around him worshipped. Remember God's rebuke to Joshua after the debacle at Ai? "There's sin in the camp. That's why you're not successful. Put away your gods and your godlessness, and we will do business together. That will bless your socks off, but not until then." That's my paraphrase. Is there some area of life where you're just not getting traction? Where the defeat of your desires continues to dog you? Do a searching moral and spiritual inventory. Is there idolatry? Too much focus on money, relationship, work, material pleasures, a non-biblical belief structure lurking somewhere in your heart or mind? Smash the altars and cling only to God. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.